It's the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer-Kent. When the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade decision on abortion, Wisconsin's 1849 statute that criminalized abortion went back into effect. Since the June decision, advocates have been working to influence the future of state abortion laws, as the statute now in effect makes it illegal to perform an abortion after conception, except when necessary to preserve the life of the mother. Some, but not all, Wisconsin voters will have a chance to offer their views this fall, as several cities are putting the question to an advisory referendum. Should voters have a voice in this issue? And will a non-binding referendum affect lawmakers' decisions? Join in this discussion. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Monica Cruz is the La Crosse County Board Chair. Monica, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Natalia Taft is a Racine City Council member. Natalia, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Natalia, how are you feeling after the U.S. Supreme Court ended constitutional protections for abortion?
You know, I just, like many people I've been talking to in my community, I feel, you know, not that it was a surprise, but I feel shocked and I feel really violated to have my reproductive freedoms taken away in one fell swoop.
You organized a rally in Racine. What was that like for you?
Well, I have organized some rallies and things like that in the past, and this one was different because of how much energy folks had, a lot of new people, a lot of younger folks coming to this rally. Really, people wanted to do something. People really wanted to be heard, have their voices heard, and really be with other people who are mourning this huge loss.
Monica, what is your reaction to the Supreme Court ruling? How are you feeling about it?
Well, I was outraged, obviously. I didn't think it would ever happen. And when the decision was leaked, I thought maybe the public pressure would change the minds of the Supreme Court justices. Obviously, that didn't happen. And so I just never thought that would happen in my lifetime.
Natalia, last week, the Racine City Council approved an abortion referendum for the November election. It's going to ask voters to offer their views on the state's 1849 abortion ban. You proposed the idea. Why and what do you hope to accomplish with it?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is a non-binding advisory referendum, but the thing is, in the state of Wisconsin, that's really the only way that citizens have to get their voices heard. Right now, any non-binding or binding resolutions to get on the ballot statewide have to be approved by the state legislature. And so in our situation, with our state legislature so gerrymandered, there isn't really any other way for people to have their voices heard except by community by community. And I heard loud and clear from my community that they wanted to have a voice on this issue. And so I did my best to make that happen.
Do you think other Wisconsin cities should approve this type of referendum? Should we see this in other cities and counties throughout the state?
Absolutely. I think so, because this is we know that the majority of Wisconsinites, just like the majority of Americans, support reproductive freedoms. And in a state like Wisconsin, where we're letting a ban from 1849 determine the citizens' rights now, absolutely, we need to have a voice. The citizens in Wisconsin now need to have a voice. So I think that this is only going to gain momentum. I don't think this issue is going away. And I think people are really clamoring for to have any way to have their voices heard. And if the legislature won't do it, then communities are going to have to take it on themselves, just like we did. And it passed unanimously through city council to put the question to the voters. So I think that's really important.
We're talking about Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, as some Wisconsin cities are debating whether or not to have an advisory referendum on the fall ballot. Our guests are Monica Cruz and Natalia Taft. Monica is the La Crosse County Board Chair. Natalia is a Racine City Council member. Monica, last week, a proposed abortion referendum was narrowly defeated in La Crosse. You did not have the success in La Crosse that they did in Racine in getting this on the ballot. The final vote was tied 15-15. You introduced the proposal. Were you surprised by the vote?
I was not surprised. I was dismayed. I was expecting it to be a tight vote. We have a divided county board with some people that I knew would never vote for this. But I had high hopes that the argument could be made that voters need to be heard on this. Our state legislature has not moved on any important issues to more liberal people. And so I don't have much hope that they will do this unless there's some, you know, real pressure from voters. So I'm thinking, you know, advisory referenda are one way to get the word to the legislature. But it didn't happen in our county, unfortunately. I'm very hopeful and very supportive, you know, that this happens in other municipalities and counties across the state.
Monica, what kinds of conversations surrounding abortion rights were happening? That was it an intense debate? Did you hear some passionate views on both sides? What happened?
Very intense debate, very long debate. We had other advisory referenda on the agenda as well, and it was a very long meeting. I think the main argument was that supervisors didn't think that that was something that should be done at the county level. They didn't feel that it was within our purview to advise the legislature, which I thought was kind of ludicrous, but that argument did carry a lot of weight. It was reiterated often. There were some people, obviously, that were pro-life and had really, really listened to all the emails that we got from a very organized anti-abortion, pro-life group. We had hundreds of emails, and I think some of our supervisors were really swayed by that. I think, you know, there were a number of different arguments. It was going to cost us $5,000 to put it on the ballot, and some people argued about that, you know, that was money that could be better used. The arguments kind of ranged, but there was enough discussion to sway some people who I thought initially might have voted for the advisor referendum, and, you know, it caused them to switch their votes.
We have Andrew on the phone from Whitewater. Andrew, hi.
Hi there. I just have a quick question for the general audience and for the two guests that you have on. Do we as a society feel comfortable putting up for a Democratic vote whether or not it's okay to end the life of somebody else as is being proposed? And if that's the case, would society have any regrets or reservations about if that were to be turned on other groups of people within society?
So, Andrew, you're asking whether or not it's appropriate to have a referendum about this issue, yes?
Well, I'm saying, is it okay to democratically have an election of any sort where we're deciding whether or not it's okay to end somebody else's life? As is being proposed. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Natalia, what do you say to Andrew's question?
So I think reproductive freedom is a fundamental human right. I think it's really a decision that needs to be made by any person who can become pregnant, with their families, with their doctors. There are a lot of complicated issues regarding this particular question. So I think it's a fundamental human right that should be protected across the country. That is my only pause about having votes on a state to state or municipality level, is that I think that this is something that should be protected across the country.
And Monica, we were talking earlier about some of the comments that came up during the discussion, and one was on the cost. And I guess, why hold a referendum that costs tax dollars when polls have long gauged public opinion on abortion nationally and in the state? What's the benefit?
I think $5,000 is not an outrageous cost. And even if the cost were higher, it's important to find out what voters want. It's important to provide a voice to our constituents so they can communicate with their legislators in a meaningful way. Of course, they could write a letter, but that doesn't have the collective impact that a referendum would have. And to me, abortion is the civil rights issue of our time. right now. I think, you know, women having bodily autonomy is a question that, you know, was not, in the public eye for 50 years, and now suddenly it is again. And, you know, to assume that you can tell, you know, 50% of the population what they can do with their bodies is just preposterous as far as I'm concerned.
And Monica, at last week's city council meeting, members also struck down an advisory referendum on marijuana. There was quite a debate on this. What was the debate like?
Well, the debate was, do we have, you know, any kind of clout or any kind of impact by having an advisory referendum? We had one in 2018. It passed overwhelmingly. 63, percent of voters indicated that they were in favor of legalization of marijuana. And people were arguing, well, we did that and it didn't have much impact. The legislature doesn't listen. We don't have any kind of clout. So why should we do it again? It's another $5,000. You know, so that the debate kind of went that way. We didn't really debate the merits of marijuana so much as just the mechanics of having another referendum.
We have City Representatives Natalia Taft and Monica Cruz. And Natalia is a member of the Racine City Council. Monica is board chair of La Crosse County. This is the State Capitol Report. Join in, 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban is now in effect. Some communities are including a non-binding referendum on the ballot in November, allowing some voters to weigh in on whether the state's abortion statute should be repealed. It's one of a range of issues communities are grappling with, from a lack of affordable housing to increases in homelessness and other serious topics. What do you wish more state lawmakers understood about the issues facing your community? Join in, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Natalia Taft and Monica Cruz stay with us. Natalia is a member of the Racine County City Council. Monica is board chair of La Crosse County. Last week on The Morning Show, we spoke with Brian Sampson, who is La Crosse's first ever homeless coordinator. He said homelessness is a crisis in the region. Here he is talking about the need for long-term support.
How can we support them in being successful in the long term? Because that's really what it's about, is not just finding housing, but then once you're in housing, whatever support and services that that person may need, how can we set them up with that?
Natalia, how could state lawmakers strengthen supportive services for the homeless in your community?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we know that we have shared revenue from the state that in our city that stayed flat for a very long time. And so really with the legislature sort of sitting on this huge surplus right now, they need to be able to recognize that in order for cities and counties to invest in our communities, including dealing with helping issues with folks who are homeless and a myriad of other issues, they need to increase that shared revenue and let the cities do what they need to do to help make sure there's programming and support for all of its citizens. So that's a good first step.
Sure. Monica, what do you think state lawmakers could do to strengthen supportive services for the homeless in your community as well?
Well, obviously, as Brian was pointing out, it is a huge problem in La Crosse County. And I think it's time that municipalities teamed up with the state to address the problem. I think up until now, communities were pretty much left to deal with the problem on their own. Those were local problems that had to be dealt with at the local level. And I think we've come to realize that it takes a much broader effort and a much more coordinated effort. And if we could get state monies as well as federal monies to come and support what we're investing here ourselves, I think that would be very helpful. So in La Crosse County, for example, right now, we we are devoting ARPA money to solving the homeless problem, but we could have a much greater impact if we could combine that with some other monies at different levels.
The price of housing has really increased, not just in your individual communities, but really we're hearing about this nationwide. Wisconsin has the highest percentage of lower income renters who are paying more than 50% of their income in the northern Midwest region. This is according to data from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Natalia, I'll ask you, how could state policymakers help communities improve housing affordability for you?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. One of the things that we've been doing in Racine lately is we've been doing a lot of public-private partnerships where we have some mix of affordable housing and market rate housing. We've been working with a developer, Jake Jeffers, and we've been doing some really innovative repurposing of some of our historic buildings. So, for example, we have the old Malted Milk campus and beautiful, beautiful buildings that were falling into disrepair. And so what we've been able to do in partnership with getting grants from other places is, and this private entity, we've been able to develop some fantastic market rate and affordable housing units in that area. And that's exactly what the city of Racine needs. We need more housing. We need more affordable housing. We need more market rate housing. We need more housing in general. So these partnerships have been great for us. And we have a wonderful staff who's done an amazing job at finding all sorts of grants and programs to help.
We're talking with two Wisconsin City representatives about local issues and what state lawmakers should know. We have La Crosse County Board Chair Monica Cruz. Also with us is Racine City Council Member Natalia Taft. Let's go to the phone with Mike from New London. Mike, hi.
Hi, I realize my comment is slightly late. It was about your last topic, and it was about the validity of spending $5,000 on the referendum about abortion. And I thought the same people that probably think $5,000 is too much to spend on that to see what people really think are the same ones that spent $1 million paying an ex-Wisconsin Supreme Court justice to investigate a fair election, which obviously just the investigation just ended. But anyway, I'll take any comments off the air, and sorry I was a little late with the comment.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. Natalia, what do you think about what Mike said?
I really think that we know that the majority of Americans by far support access to abortion in all or most cases. So we saw this in Deep Red, Kansas. Voters overwhelmingly rejected efforts to take away their fundamental rights. And what I'm really concerned about is that these arguments against process, not content, are really, if you know you can't win on the merits, you go for process, right? And so I think we're going to see more and more of these arguments that are keeping people from having their voices heard. We saw it with Fair Maps. We saw it in the Racine County with a referendum about water, clean water. I mean, we need to let folks have their voices heard, especially in this environment where the legislature is so gerrymandered that their biggest fear is a primary from the right. And so they're going to be giving their base certain, ever more extreme policies, and the rest of us have no way to be heard. So I completely agree that $5,000 is a small price to pay to have the voters' voices heard.
And we have Nancy on the phone from Milwaukee. Nancy, hello.
Hello. Let me begin by telling you that I am not anti-abortion. Mm-hmm. But this is what I have come to, I think, quite well understand. I have been amazed at the absolute fury with which millions of women have come out against the closing of abortion clinics. But I think that when I hear you use the phrase reproductive rights, what you're really saying is you want women to have the reproductive right not to take any responsibility about birth control, so they don't need an abortion. There are so many availabilities of birth controls of various kinds, and it may take a while for people to settle into one that they're comfortable with. But I think, as I said, that to a large extent, people who are so up in arms about this are simply saying, I want the reproductive right not to have to think about birth control, but women. I am a 90-year-old woman myself women, we're the ones with the ovaries, we're the ones with the fallopian tubes, and we're the ones with the uteri. We are the ones who are getting pregnant, not men. Therefore, we have to take some control over our own methods of birth control, find out all the different kinds, settle on one. I'm not anti-abortion. I want you to understand that. But your use of that phrase, reproductive rights, is telling me that you don't want the inconvenience of anything to do with birth control.
Okay.
You want that.
Okay, what do you say about that? She's objecting to the term reproductive rights. Monica, what do you say to that?
Well, I agree in some aspects with the previous speaker birth control is the important issue in this debate. We should make birth control available broadly, and we should talk about it, and we should demystify it. But I don't think anybody chooses abortion as birth control. I don't think anybody says, no, I don't want to bother with taking birth control pills. I'll just wait. And if I get pregnant, I'll have an abortion. I just don't think that happens. It's so much more invasive. It's so much more difficult. I think abortion is a last resort for most women. And I think it's important that it's available. Like the previous speaker says, she's not anti-abortion, and I'm not anti-abortion. I have three granddaughters. I hope that they will have available ways of protecting themselves against unwanted pregnancies. And
sure.
I would say birth control is the first resort.
Monica, I want to thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And Natalia, thanks for joining us as well. Monica,
thanks for having us.
You bet. Monica Cruz, the La Crosse City County Board Chair, Natalia Taft, City Council Member. Just ahead, we speak with a professor at Notre Dame to learn more about product recalls. Then we examine the legacy of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.